Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Travel Department. Discover hundreds of unforgettable destinations with expert local guides.
Well, yesterday saw the start of the GAA All-Ireland Championship, and today there are some choice fixtures in both hurling and football. And Camogie and Ladies Football will start their championship in May and June, of course. Well, to talk about the excitement of the season, I'm joined by proud Kerry man Dáithí O'Shea, presenter of The Today Show on RT1 TV, and by proud Monaghan woman Gráinne McIlwain, presenter on the new streaming service GAA+. Gaoibh Bertog is Grev Mahog Guivh as Vetlum in New. Listen, Dáithí, before we get into all that, yes, you grew up with some incredible sporting heroes in Kerry, and at the helm was Mick O'Dwyer. There were some great tributes paid to him this week, so well deserved, weren't they, Dáithí?
Miriam, do you know, it's been unreal reading all about Mikko over the past few days and again this morning. And I think I was like lots of other people who went down a YouTube rabbit hole looking at all the clips of Mikko playing and being manager and the interviews he had done down through the years. Absolutely fantastic manager, player and person. And I think even the stories that I've heard from people from behind the scenes, what all the things he had done for charity and that nobody ever spoke about. He certainly had some magic dust and he didn't spare it.
And just very quickly, I want to play a clip from our own archive in this show. In 2011, yes, Mikko and the late great Paddy O'Shea, well, they sat down together for a chat about their great friendship and their rivalry. And I remember I asked Mick whether his time as a player or his time as a manager was more memorable to him. And this is what he said.
There was nothing compared with playing the game, to be very honest. It's good to manage teams and be a selector and all that type of stuff. But when you give up playing, there is nothing else you can do. I would love to have continued playing football, even to this present day. When I stand on the pitch, you know, I'd have an idea in my head, I can catch this one or kick the ball here, but the legs won't work anymore for me, and that's about the size of it. But yes, I loved every moment that I played, yeah. Sure, I had a wonderful time as well playing with Kerry. I played for, 18 years for Kerry. And I played nearly in every section of the field, from the back line right up to the corner forward position. So I had wonderful times playing for Kerry.
The beautiful Mick O'Dwyer there. He was buried yesterday, of course, in his home place of Waterville. Listen, Gráinne, explain to everyone the butterflies of excitement that enter into your worlds this time of year as we launch into the championship.
Yeah, I love the championship. And what it always evokes for me is my childhood and actually going to all the games and the ham sandwiches and going early and the banter with the fans and actually being present and watching your heroes play. And it's something, if you've been involved with it all your life, you always get that excitement. And we're blessed at the moment with the weather has changed as well, Miriam. So it's that kind of summer championship feel with the weather. And from Ulster in particular, we have a huge affinity with the Ulster Championship. And I know there's been a lot of criticism of the provincial championships in other parts of the country, but in Ulster, it means a lot to people there. It means a lot because it's a very, very hard competition to win. And the attitude by all the teams is that on any given day, you can win. So I think when you're involved in that championship, you always go with this hope that you will win. And in Ulster, invariably, you know, there's talks of Armagh, there's talks of Donegal, there's talks of Tyrone, but why could Monaghan not win it this year after their recent league success? So you always have that hope, Miriam, and that's what I love about the championship, particularly coming from Ulster, that you this hope that, yes, an Ulster championship is yours to attain.
And Dáithí, when did you first go into matches? Who brought you even?
Funnily enough, Miriam, my father drove a milk truck, and as you know, and any farmer listening to this, during the summer is a very busy, very, very busy time for milk. So my father worked every Sunday from April right until the end of October. So I didn't really get going to a whole lot of matches, maybe outside a few Munster finals. But the first match that I went to with my father was 1981. It was actually a league game between Offaly and Kerry. And my father played music as well in Paddy O'Shea's pub. Mm. And my father had it arranged that I'd meet Paddy after the match in the dressing room, and Paddy brought me around to all the players, and that was the first time, funnily enough, I met Mikko Dwyer as well. And I have all those names inside in the book upstairs inside in my room. But didn't get to go to a whole lot, and we hit a barren patch in Kerry there, Miriam, between after 86. We didn't win in All Ireland until 1997 again, and they were my teenage years. And but we got going well after that again. I go there, I'm in Croke Park maybe five or six times a year now. And you know what? We were there on Tuesday working for the Today Show, and even being inside there with five or six people, it's magical.
And of course, Dáithí, when anyone ever outside of Kerry talk to you guys up? There's a lot of yerra this and yerra that. Are Kerry favourites in the football after winning Division 1 in the league?
Yeah, you know, Miriam, that's a tough question.
You sound like my father now, Don.
But do you know what? I met some of the Kerry lads after the Galway game in Salt Hill a few weeks ago, and they thought they might be heading for relegation. They were heading for a league final. They went on to win it. It was a good thing for Kerry, I think, because the last time they played in Croke Park, they were beaten by Armagh in the All-Ireland semi-final. So they've gotten rid of that now. And we were always very, very lucky, I suppose, Miriam, say, after the barren famine patch we had there, that we are always in and around the fire when it comes to North Ireland.
Great. Go on, Grania.
No, just to add, just with memories growing up, I mean, I was very lucky that my dad was chairperson of our club in Scotstown and Monaghan. So we always had tickets to go to games, mm-hmm. all the games in Clonus. We live very near it. But I remember going up, one of my very first memories, going up to Croke Park in 1985 when Monaghan got to an All-Ireland semi-final. We were playing Kerry. And that point that Eamon McEnany scored just to make it a replay, and that day we came back. And unfortunately, we didn't win. But when you come from a small county, you remember these big, big wins because it's so hard to get there. Like Kerry and Dublin, these counties, and perhaps Galway as well, you could say too, there's a chance that they're always going to be there towards the All-Ireland final. But for Monaghan, you don't. So you always remember those big days. But they were fabulous, fabulous times actually following your teams. And as I said, my dad was chairperson. So we were very lucky. I was this plus one going to all these games and always the banter with all the people afterwards. So I think that's where my love for GAA came from too, Mary.
Well, Grania, people in Kerry were delighted what happened in 1985, particularly from the birth of in Kerry, because Paddy O'Shea was the captain that year.
Well, that's
it was a special time for us.
Yeah, that's so special in Monaghan, Di.
And listen, go on, Di, for you both. You're a proud Kerry man, Grania. Yes. You're a proud Monaghan woman. So you both now live in Galway. So what jerseys mm-hmm. do your children wear?
It's heartbreaking. It's awful. I actually had bribed my 9-year-old. He was 7 and he wore the Monaghan jersey. And this was as we went to see Galway in the league game. And this was the Shane Walsh at that amazing exhibition in Croke Park in the All-Ireland final the year before. And I remember going, just wear the Monaghan jersey, come on, because I was wearing my Monaghan jersey. And then literally Galway beat Monaghan at the end of the game. And my son turned to me and goes, Mom, I'm sorry. He just whipped off the Monaghan jersey, stuck on the Galway one and ran out. So, yeah, he hasn't changed back to Monaghan, unfortunately, since, Miriam.
It's probably harder for Grania in one sense, because Grania is living in kind of football territory. I'm in South Galway where it's all hurling, and I'm lucky enough. But yeah, my young fella came to me there in 2022 when it was Kerry and Galway in the final, and he said, Dad, I have to talk to you about something. I said, what is it? He says, he said, is it okay if I shout for Galway in the final? I said, it is, but if you want to live in the house, it's not. But I told him to follow. Listen, Miriam, the thing about it is, listen, they're born bred and buttered in Galway, and we have to dim our lights with this one, I'm afraid.
Fire predictions, yes. Hurling and football. You first, Grania. Who's going to lift the Liam McCarthy and the Sam Maguire?
Okay, well, Liam McCarthy, I'm going to go for Cork. I think this has to be their year to go for it. And Sam Maguire, I think it's Kerry.
Oh, Doughty? Your quick-fire predictions?
Exactly, yeah. I think today will tell a lot about Cork as well. I think Cork and Clare had a cracker last year in the final. I think Cork will be hurting from that. Kerry are seriously hurting from the Armagh semi-final last year and the All-Ireland the year before against Dublin. And Tom Allegra and Eileen Gowansh and Miriam, Corkig August Kerry.
Ah, Ian Thock. Well, look, Grania, August Doughty, thanks so much for chatting to me this morning. May the best teams win. And Doughty, Grania, you have a programme coming up about the famous trophies of the GAA, and that's on TG Cahir on the 17th of April. So Sláinte go birch.